Now, I'm out in the corridor, and I'm going to tell you what I can see. The first people I come to are Inch House Black Pudding, and I'm getting a leaflet, and thank you very much. Now, I've already talked to you before, so I'm going to do all the others. See you later. Thank you. Remind me your name.
Nora.
Nora from Inch House. Wonderful. See you later. You're of course on stage inside there talking about your black pudding. That's wonderful. Thanks a million. Right. Crow Farm Meats. Now, Crow Farm Meats come highly recommended to me by Owen O'Leary in Glanmire in Cork, who told me to come and see Crow Farm Meats because at one stage, if I can remember it right, and I might have got this wrong, his family and your family live next door to each other.
Quite possibly, yeah.
Are you Mr. Crow Farm Meats?
Yeah, well, I'm one of them.
There loads of you here?
There's three of us. My brother TJ now is the man that looks after the meat company.
Look, what's the thing you mainly want to sell? The thing you want to get the big plug in for from Crow Farm?
Well, I suppose our new range of products, which would be our pot roast.
No. He's handing me an organic bronze turkey. Forget about everything else I'm interested in. Free range. I thought it nearly said orgasmic. Free-range organic bronze turkeys. Yep. I must have exceptional-tasting circular... This is what my sister tries to provide us with every Christmas, you know, an organic turkey. Yep. You've actually got organic turkeys.
We do,
You've also got... What's this thing?
A peppered bacon roast.
Oh, God, that's nice.
Yeah.
You should see it, folks. It's got red, green, brown peppers.
Herbs and peppers. Yeah.
Dry-cured.
Yeah, dry cured, and it's an hour per kilo, so that one is 105, so about an hour and 10 minutes.
Do you know you could eat that raw? It's been cured.
It has been cured. I wouldn't fancy it myself.
But
the aging process, you could eat it raw, okay. But
I'm only teasing, fresh. Most people wouldn't, but I just know if you had a thin slicer,
it would be great.
You'd
have to have it air dried, you know. Yeah.
Hey, it's great to meet you. I have to dash. I got to go and see the others. Have you got a card? Anything that I can remember your name with? I'll be back to you. Thank you very much. James Whelan Butchers. Anyone from James Whelan Butchers here? They're the star of the show. I can see James Whelan Butchers. Here I have here now. I've been talking to the ice cream people already. Here I am. I'm talking to Coolini Cheese. Highly recommended from County Louth. Their cheese, Coolini Cheese. I've eaten this cheese before. Are you Mr. Coolini?
Well, I'm one of the Mr. Coolinis. Not the only one, but I'm one of them. I'm the one for tonight, anyway.
And which part of Ireland are you from?
From Tipperary.
And where in Tipperary do you make Coolini cheese?
It's called Mine, just inside Turles, in County Tipperary.
How many people in the village of Mine?
God, you have me there. I don't know.
Ah, come on, there can't just be yourself. Any neighbours?
We have plenty of neighbours, plenty of good neighbours.
And look, tell us about the cheese. Give us a word about the cheese.
Well, we make a range of cheese. Coolini cheese. We started making Coolini cheese in 1986.
I've eaten that cheese many times. Tell me about one I haven't eaten before. Okay. Tell me about your latest product.
Our latest product, I suppose, would be these two hard cheeses. We started making hard cheeses because the soft cheeses here were a bit delicate when we were travelling to the likes of the American markets. So we decided to come up with something that would travel better, a little harder cheese, and also it's a little different than the cheddars.
It's called Daru, D-A-R-U, Fada.
Which is Irish for Duro.
Yeah, a semi-hard, I'm reading from the label,
handcrafted
cheese with a natural rind. Tell us how you make it, quickly.
Well, it's made here, and the difference with this cheese and other cheeses, it's not pressed. The cheese is turned every week and hand-rubbed to allow the rind to become very thin and allow the cheese to breathe.
Can I taste?
Of course you can.
Give me a slice. A tiny slice. I'd love to taste it. I'm a huge cheese lover.
Now, there you are. That's very tiny.
Unlike George Hook. Did you hear George Hook going on about cheese? He should be ashamed of himself.
No, I did not.
His wife buys cheese, right? His wife buys cheese and puts it in the fridge, right? But George Hook does not like cheese.
Does he not? Is it a Cork thing?
Look, I'm from Limerick, I live in Cork, so I'm not going to take responsibility for George Hook's Cork traits. That's very delicate.
Yes, thank you very much.
I'm actually a bit surprised. Can I have it on the little bit? I was expecting it to knock my socks off, but it's a really delicate cheese. This is a connoisseur's cheese.
Thank you very much. We like to hear some bit of praise that makes it all worthwhile.
No, this is not a bit crude. This is very, very subtle.
Okay. Yeah, we tried to make it a little different. We don't make cheddars because everybody else does. They're a mass-produced product, so we try to make our cheese.
No, but this is the other end of the spectrum. This looks like a cheddar, but it's softer than a cheddar, but it's definitely sweeter than a cheddar.
Yes, it is, and it's all part of the way the cheese is made. Because the cheese is alive. It's constantly changing. As you can see, it's maturing from the outside in.
He's stroking the cheese like you'd stroke something precious and squeezing it delicately.
Yes, I suppose we put a lot of work into each cheese. We almost know the cheese.
You love this. You love these things. It must kill you to sell them.
Well, I suppose we just wait for the next batch to come in. When we move one batch, we have another one coming.
Hey, look, have you a card? Something I can take away? I'm thrilled to meet you. I must go and... I'm going to stop. I'll do another boo about the other people.
He's a little better.
Who is... is this people with little hats on them?
This is Brendan and Claire. They're two cheesemakers in Coolini. Actually, Claire is here tonight as well.
Well, look, congratulations. I have to say I'm terribly impressed. I would love to be able to buy this cheese in Cork. Can you make sure it gets to the English market? Can you get it to the pig's back in Cork?
I would certainly ask Isabel.
Open negotiations with the pig's back in Cork.
But I think if I know Isabel, she probably already has it.
Right. Well, I'd like it in Cork, I'll tell you that. Look, thanks ever so much again.
Thank you very much.
Say your name again.
Michael from Coolini Cheese.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Very much.
Okay, all the best. Bye-bye.